dealing with cross borders, we've got a lot of Zimbabweans who come in from Zimbabwe without documentation. Some guys are even born there without a birth certificate. So what we do is we liaise with the Zimbabwean consulate, also liaise with the Zimbabwe Register to confirm that the person that has died without documents is a real Zimbabwean, because it can happen that a South African dies or a Nigerian dies, then people take him to Zimbabwe, maybe for various reasons, rituals or whatever. So now for the Zimbabwean government to accept the body into Zimbabwe, it has to be verified. So we take the body from the mortuary where it died from, then we take it to our own mortuary. We do a death certificate. After doing a death certificate, the family has to supply us with an affidavit from a next of kin, an affidavit from the chief, or a letter, even if it's not an affidavit, from the school that he attended in Zimbabwe.
And then what happens after doing that?
We take those details to the Zimbabwe consulate, then they contact the Registrar General. The Registrar General, in turn, sends a personnel to Zimbabwe where there's that address of the deceased relatives in Zimbabwe, or to the chief or to the crown head to verify, do you know so-and-so? Where is he? They would say, no, so-and-so is in South Africa, but he has died in South Africa, and we are trying to repatriate the body into Zimbabwe. Then that's when they will verify that, oh, okay, this is it. They go to the school as well. They do the same thing. Then they give us a permit to say the body can now be released to Zimbabwe. Then we do the other documentation. Then we transport the body.
So now, all this kind of procedure, how long does it take?
It depends on the workload that the Zimbabwe consulate has and the Register General. How easy is it to contact, to get hold of them, and how easy also to get the police officer or the immigration officer who will go and contact the crown head and the family that side.
Have you ever encountered some problems, very serious challenges?
I had one encounter whereby the family didn't want to adhere to what I'm saying, to listen, to give what I want. So it had to take them time, and they wanted things to be done their own way until to the last end where they realized that they were doing the wrong thing. But with so far, with the other clients that I've dealt with, I haven't had a problem.
So how many clients do you handle, let's say, per month or per week? You know, and how many Zimbabweans are we talking about here?
Okay, mostly we're dealing with Zimbabweans. The rate will be more of Zimbabweans. Let's say plus minus 5 bodies per week, which gives us about, as I'm located also in the township, it gives me about 3 Zimbabweans at least, and then 2 of 3 locals.
So now, at the end of the day, do you think that the work that you are doing is providing a good service to Zimbabweans?
Really doing a lot, especially when it comes to when people that don't have documentation, we've helped them a lot.
Now, talking about charges, how do you charge, you know, and how do you call in the police if it is a criminal matter?
If it is a criminal matter, we don't take the body at all. Let's say somebody dies at home. When we get there, we find that maybe he was stabbed. We find that maybe there are signs that somebody was trying to maybe to suffocate him. We liaise first with the family, then we call the police, they take the body to the forensic department, then from there, that's when we take the body, because the inquest has been opened already.